In San Diego, it was a good day for a Veterans Day parade. According to one spectator, sunny but not too hot for the marchers. The San Diego Navy Band.
One of the marchers there, Cleveland Norton Jr., was proud not just to be in the parade, but also because he could march in the same uniform he wore during his Army service back in 1968.
I've been told I look very, very good in it, so it's a tight fit, but I could still put it on.
What does it look like?
Well, I have the original brown shirt, and the cap I have, it's a soft cloth cap. That's been deleted, and now they wear a beret.
And what else?
I'm wearing a jacket that's dark green, and it's got little silver buttons in the front. It's got two sets of pockets, and it's got brown trousers to match and black shoes.
Mr. Norton, what's it like to pull that uniform out and to put it on after all these years?
I'm proud to be able to wear my uniform. It was something that I wanted to keep, and I'm glad I did.
Cleveland Norton Jr. was a specialist fourth class during his service in Vietnam.
In Peoria, Illinois, an estimated 1,500 people watched the parade downtown and the ceremony that followed in Courthouse Square. The parade featured members of the Junior ROTC from Lincoln, Illinois. In Peoria, several people had signs welcoming home members of the 182nd Airlift Wing. That unit returned from Iraq about 2 weeks ago.
And in Jacksonville, Florida, the band from Terry Parker High School marched down Hogan Street for their Veterans Day parade. Parade organizers in Jacksonville say that Northeast Florida is home to more than 200,000 veterans. According to the American Legion, there are more than 25 million veterans nationwide.